Case number 10399, Irma Ball, north of Road 506, 610 feet south of Road 498, a special use exception to place a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
Can you come up here first, ma'am? You're Irma Ball?
Yes.
And is your address 32922 Shockley Road in Laurel, Delaware?
Yes.
Okay, would you place your hand on the Bible? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do I have the podium?
Good evening, Mrs. Ball.
Good evening.
You're here tonight requesting to place a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis on your lot?
Yes.
Okay.
The mobile home at present is on my property in Delmar.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be moved. I have a larger property in Laurel where I'm living, and I would like to move it out there rather than selling or having it destroyed.
Right.
There will be no one living in it at present until I can maybe eventually prepare everything for someone to live in if needed.
Okay. Now, this trail that you're going to move, again, this is, if you kind of helped me with the last time, this is one that's in Delmar.
Yeah.
Now, you're wanting to try to get this one from Delmar, move to your residency now in Laurel.
That's correct.
Now, it's out there. Now, you have just the house, there's a residential house out there now.
Yes, and there's a chicken house and small garage, et cetera.
Right.
There is a mobile home out there, but it is not for anything but storage.
That was my name.
And it's already been approved for storage only.
Okay.
The kitchen facilities and everything has been removed.
Yeah, that was one that was in question, I believe, the last time.
Yes.
So you've taken everything out other than just your storage.
It was on the property when I got the property. It's not fit for anybody to live in.
Right.
So, this mobile home would not be lived in at present. But hopefully, eventually, I'll be able to fix it up so that someone can live in if needed.
Right. Now, that'd be the house that's out there now. You bring your trailer
from Delmar
to Laurel.
Yeah.
And eventually get it.
Eventually, but not right now.
Right.
Okay. I'm not prepared. Nothing's been prepared for it to come out there other than just to move it out on the property right now.
Oh, okay. So you just want to get it moved from one place to the other?
Yes.
So you're not be living in any...
Not anytime right soon. Because
okay.
I would have to take care of the electric, the septic system, all that before I'm back to give it.
Okay.
And I just got to be able to put it out there.
All
because
right.
It needs to be moved.
Right, from Delmar?
Yes.
Out to there. Okay, that's what I see. Okay, thank you for that, Mr. Cole.
So is this the mobile that you're living in now?
No. No, there's no one living in the mobile home at this time. I'm living in the house on the property in Laurel.
Okay.
I have 5 acres out there, and I just want to move the mobile home out there.
So no one's going to live in the mobile home?
Not at present, no.
Are you going to rent it out, or are you going to live in it yourself?
No, I won't be living in it. I live in a house, and the house is okay. But maybe eventually when my children might want to live out there, maybe to be close to me or take care of me if necessary. But no one will be living in it right now.
So
how is that a medical hardship?
Well, that's to have one of my children there close to me because I have had medical problems.
So would I be safe in saying your intentions is to get it fixed up so one of your children?
Possibly, yes.
Or you're going to be living in it and the children in the house?
Yeah, right, so that somebody would be close enough to take care of me if it's necessary.
So how long do you think it'll be before anybody moves in there?
I'd be afraid to say so. Not until I could arrange to have a septic system and electric running, etc. And I don't know how long that would take on my income.
Right.
I don't want to tell you something right, and I really don't know.
Mrs. Ball, the purpose of this is to aid in helping someone. That's why they call it a special use exception for hardship. It's not for the purpose of storage.
No.
But that sounds like what, you know, you're asking us to allow is to...
The mobile home that is on the property at present is used for storage only.
I'll bring you a second one on.
So she can get it fixed up as she...
Or future.
Right, yeah. As your funds become...
Right, but you're not sure if you can even connect it to your septic.
No, it would have to go on another septic where I'm planning on placing it.
You do understand it's not for the purpose of rental?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not planning on renting it out.
Is this a mobile that you lived in?
Yes.
Delmar?
I lived in Delmar.
Town?
Yes, it's within the city limits.
It's got to come out.
Okay,
and it has to be moved.
Oh, it has to be moved.
Yeah.
So that's
I would prefer to bring it out there with me.
So that's kind of the purpose, to get it out of the other property in Delmar, to get it out on the rural property?
Yes.
Okay.
And like I say, in case I need one of my
children
or somebody out there to help me.
So this is the one you used to live in?
Yes.
In town?
Yes.
Okay.
And no one has lived in it other than my family.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,309 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Workman, a second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 10,399 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Mrs. Ball, your case has been taken under advisement for this evening. What that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, next case, please.